George Mayhew here, as he usually is on Fridays at 4 p.m. from St. Louis Magazine. So we're talking Labor Day Eats first.
Yeah, well, we can talk Labor Day Eats. And if we're talking Labor Day Eats, we've done, you know, it's kind of trite, I guess. We did an article on pork steaks. Yes, you got to do that. But what I did was a very simple Ask George. Hot dogs or brats? That's it.
The eternal question.
And I've done it before, about 5 years ago, and I kind of went back to the well, and I said, well, I'm going to, you know, some of this was still good, and I went back to some of the writers and some of the chefs just to see what else, you know, has surfaced in 5 years. And I'll sum it up for you. The preference by far is brats, by far. And the places to get them, by far, LeGrand's won out. Half the people mention LeGrand's. You got to go to LeGrand's. Or G&W Sausage, which is kind of the OG. You know, you know that place. That's where they give you the can of Busch beer while you sit there and peruse what's in the case.
Okay.
That's a good touch that everybody appreciates. So everybody's hanging out drinking Busch.
Yeah.
But You know what?
Can I say?
Are you a? Do you care for either one? Or
I love them both. But I'm just sitting here thinking, at 60 years old, I don't think I've ever had a brat that wasn't from Busch Stadium or someone's house. I don't think I've ever been to a place and ordered a brat.
Oh, yeah, I can see what you mean. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and a lot of I agree, and a lot of places don't have those. So this is more where would you buy them and take them home and grill them kind of a question, I think, because that's appropriate. So it's LeGrand's and G&W Sausage, but I got all kinds of crazy answers. For me, I mean, I even went to the level of talking about pretzel boys and those little cocktail weenies
have,
and you dunk them in the jalapeno cheese sauce.
Yeah.
That's high living for me.
Yeah,
doesn't get any better than that. I said I can eat a tray full of those guys. How about a Quick Trip hot dog?
Love it.
They're good.
You know, you can't beat it. And I'm kind of I said, I'll see your Quick Trip hot dog and raise you a jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage for the same $2.53, right? Just, you know, not bad when you're in a hurry.
Yeah.
And you can get them and get in, get out. The buns are warm.
Yeah.
QT also has brats.
Yep.
I did not know that.
I have been enjoying the brats.
Yep.
Are they new?
I think they, I mean, they must be new because I don't remember them in the past, but I mean, I had two yesterday.
Yeah. You spent your $5. Gerard Kraft, Wally's is my current favorite. I would have never thought that he would come up with something like that.
Yeah.
Now I want to go out to Wally's and
have good food.
Yeah,
man.
They do. Schnucks for Dietz and Watson dogs. Okay. You know Dietz and Watson. Cold cuts, right? They're a cold cut company. Apparently, this guy, he's searched far and wide for a brat that has a snap, and it's close to what you get from a New York City cart. I guess he's talking about actually a hot dog. But so that's one. Home Depot for a Home Depot dog.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with that. And, you know, there's a place in Albers, Illinois called Behrman Meats that this one writer just said, this is worth the 40-minute ride. Just go there. Okay, that's on my list. Behrman Meats and Schneider's Quality Meats in Waterloo, Illinois. My writer, Bill Bird, said that is absolutely the place to go. You'll thank me later. They have 40 kinds of brats, and he's got his list of favorites. And he said they're just that much better. So
when you cook a dog or a brat on the grill, are you a forker or a non-forker? Do you poke it?
No.
I mean, you can poke it if you want to, but you're poking all those juices out of it. So, yeah. No, yeah. You need a tong. You need to tong it.
See, I grew up with pokers.
Yeah.
And I've never understood why.
I mean, it's not really that big a difference. I mean, I've done both. It's not the end of the world.
I don't think it is with a hot dog.
It's bigger with a steak.
But it is with a bratwurst when you're piercing that, all of a sudden you pierce that membrane and boom, they get juice everywhere and there goes the moisture in your dog.
Well, some of them explode anyway.
Mm.
It made me think of when I talked to Jim LeGrand, speaking of LeGrand's, and he's the OG of brat makers, and he said that this was interesting. I said, what makes your brats so good? Everybody loves your brats. They just go crazy. He said, we don't use nutmeg and mace, which most people use. He goes, people that don't like bratwurst, that's the reason why. And he said, so people like our bratwurst because they don't know why. It's because they don't have nutmeg and mace. I thought that was kind of interesting. So
I don't think I like nutmeg.
Yeah. I'm not a nutmeg guy either. Mm-hmm. But yeah, especially in my brat. But they said, you know, we put a lot of garlic in. If you're not a garlic lover, don't come here. But it's just a great question to ask. One of our writers said, and he's kind of like me at the end of this, it's like me. He said, I find hot dogs and bratwurst to be grotesque and nauseating affront to nature. If I'm at a cookout where they're making them, I'll probably have one of each. So, but Dave, and I mentioned this because it's our favorite gal, Holly Fan.
Yeah.
She was kind of dissing people that put ketchup on a brat. And she said, a simple, steady squeeze of Plaquemines or French's on that link is all you need. And extra presentation points if your mustard has that perfect wiggle-waggle design on top.
Yeah.
Don't you love a good writer?
Which is worse?
Wiggle-waggle.
The... ketchup pea or the mustard pea?
Mustard.
The ketchup. No.
Do you start all over or can you rehabilitate it?
If I can get the rest of the ketchup to cover the ketchup water, then I'm okay. But sometimes it's too far gone.
Yeah.
And you gotta like throw
Once
the whole plate away.
Once it soaks the bread, it's like, okay.
I hate when that happens.
So and, you gotta shake
and,
it up.
And you shake it up and it still happens. That's what drives me crazy.
I do the test one usually. Like I'll hold it over the sink and the first one, because there's always crust and stuff. Like, you know, you get a little, it's just get rid of it.
Troubling things happen with mustard.
Yeah, exactly right.
So anyway.
I don't want any mustard crust on my burger.
Agreed.
I encourage listeners to check out. There's all kinds of fun information in this little, and you're going to read this and go, you know what? I'm in the mood for a bratwurst or a hot dog. So. That's what I'm going to do this weekend, to seek out some of those for sure. But
and then you're talking about Songbird. Isn't it weird how synchronicity works? I've never heard of this place. And yesterday after the game, I had a drink with a friend of mine, and she said she and her sister had just had lunch there and was raving about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So, and then here you are talking about it.
Well, they started off... their original name was Kitchen Culture with a K, and they started at the Tower Grove Farmers Market, and they sold one thing. It was they called it their breakfast sandwich, and it has everything super fresh, perfectly cooked bacon, a fried egg, 3 pieces of aged cheddar, sea salt, sourdough bread that's grilled, and a little bit of honey, and this sea salt on top. And I'm telling you, people would stand for 40 minutes to eat one of these sandwiches. And that's all she really needed to do. And she did that for years and years and years. Opened a place on Shoto in the Grove. And it's a very nice, lovely little place. Only seats 40. And, you know, lines are out the door. Not big enough. It's a little bit off. It's not on Manchester. It's on Shoto. So it's a little bit off the beaten path in the Grove. And it just was never really big enough. And now she has the opportunity to lease a spot over on Morgan Ford, which is more, you know, kind of in a main restaurant drag there. So place is twice as big. There's twice as much parking. They can do this, that, and the other. But if you go to, and if you look at the menu, you go, what's the big deal? Until you start reading it, because everything they have is special. This came from here. This came from there. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got their patty melt. They put this great Thousand Island dressing on it. They've got a version of French toast, which is better than any you've ever had. It's just a really, really good place. So this is Songbird, and I think by the end of winter or so, they're going to move into their new location. But yeah, great coffee. And again, if you're a block and a half off the beaten path, you know, I thought that would be, I'm not sure if this is, well, people found it. They found it anyway. And anyway, this is Chris Meyer, who does a great job, and I wish her the best. I mean, everybody's very excited about it because nobody can ever get in the place.
Yeah. You ever do an article on sort of, I don't want to say forgotten St. Louis, but yesterday for that drink after the game, I went to Broadway Oyster Bar, and I'm sure they're doing great, but I hadn't been there in 20 years.
Yep.
I hadn't thought of it in 20 years.
Yeah. It's right out in front of you, and nothing wrong. It hasn't, you know, devolved at all. And what was good? I bet
It was great.
And you go, why haven't I come in 20 years?
Yeah, great vibe.
Yeah, that happens a lot for sure. We one thing I want to mention, just because it just happened today, we talked about this Secret Supper Club, remember?
Yes.
That we're doing, and I said, I'll let you know when tickets go on sale. They went on sale today, and most of them are gone. I think there's 100 seats available. Most of them are gone. For the listeners that didn't hear that, it's a blind buy-in. It's a five-course meal with plenty of cocktails, plenty of wine, you don't know where you're going, and you don't know who the chef is, and you don't know what you're eating until you sit down to eat it. And it's like,
did you kind of make this up?
No, the whole underground dinner thing was similar to that, but usually they'll let you know what you're eating a lot of the time, or you'll know there's some component that's revealed, but this is a totally blind buy-in. And I thought, boy, this is risky, you know, and boom, we sold out the first one in a heartbeat, and this one's almost sold out, and I thought it would sell out today, but it's kind of one of these days where there isn't a lot of, you know, people are gone and they're not paying a lot of attention to social media. So if you want to go to this thing, you still have an opportunity. I think it's about $145 a person all in, which for all this stuff is a pretty good deal.
When is it happening?
It's happening on September 29th, a Monday, and I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Okay, cool. Thank you, George. Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. We're off Monday. Not because we get off, because we don't. I don't know why I feel the need to bitch about this every time.
But we still get to...
get a lot of free days for the Cardinals.
There's nothing to complain about, because we still get the day. Cardinals game.
Oh, I think there's plenty to complain about. It's my very first union ever, and I get two holidays. I was looking for the sweet gravy train ride. We'll be back on Tuesday, Cardinal Baseball on Monday, Flashback Friday.
Yes, back in the day, on August 29th, 59 years ago in 1966, the Beatles played their last public concert at Candlestick Park in San Francisco.
What
59
year?
Years ago, 1966.
66. It was really that long ago?
Guess so.
Dang, I would have guessed the 70s.
Yeah, the one and only time I got into a beef at a trivia contest was my first trivia contest, and it was the last public performance, and I said it was on the roof of Apple Studios, and they said it was this one in 1966, and I went to the scorer's table and was that guy, so.
Did you win?
I didn't.
Oh.
48 years ago, in 1977, three people were arrested in Memphis, Tennessee, after trying to steal Elvis's body.
Jeez.
So as a result of that incident, the King's body was moved to Graceland.
I thought Elvis wasn't dead.
Where was he before that?
Memphis, Tennessee, where they tried to steal it.
Just like in a cemetery, I guess.
I suppose, yeah. Sorry, I don't have the whole rundown here.
You ever been to Graceland?
No, but I would love to go. I think it'd be very fun.
It's definitely worth the trip, but I came away just like, this is just sort of like a really badly decorated house in Ladue.
But Elvis lived
there.
No,
I get it. I get it.
I don't care.
29 years ago in 1996, Isaac Hayes, who co-wrote the R&B classic Soul Man.
Chef.
Sent a letter to the presidential candidate, Bob Dole, asking Dole to stop using the song, which his supporters had changed to... I'm a Dole Man.
I'm a Dole Man.
I don't remember that.
I remember this.
The only thing I remember about Bob Dole is Norm MacDonald's impersonation of Bob Dole. I'm Bob Dole.
Remember him? I remember him from The Simpsons when he and Clinton took on Kang and Aang.
Yeah, Kang and Kodos. They get abducted.
Kang and Kodos.
They get abducted on the spaceship and they end up, Homer ends up accidentally shooting them out into space.
28 years ago, in 1997, Netflix was founded. Of course, back then, it was just a DVD rental service. They didn't start streaming until February of 2007.
I do miss the excitement of a Blockbuster visit.
I can still smell it.
Mm-hmm.
It was exciting, man.
Was anything worse, though, when you wanted some movie and it was gone?
Like the first-run movie.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, you know, I got to watch something else.
Yeah.
22 years ago in 2003, Will Arnett, we know him from Arrested Development and many other shows and movies, married Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live. They later divorced in 2016. 20 years ago in 2005, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, killing at least 1,800 people and flooding New Orleans after the levees broke.
1,800. I didn't realize that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 2005. 20 years ago. Just wild. Also 20 years ago, in 2005, the show Prison Break was released. It originally ran for 4 seasons, then returned for a 9-episode 5th season revival in 2017. I did not know about this.
I was in Chicago around that time because the show is new. And I'm just in Chicago. We're up there shopping and I'm looking in a window and I notice the guy next to me is the guy from Prison Break. Like the main guy, handsome guy.
The tall guy, the young guy.
Wentworth Miller.
The little brother.
Yeah. Wentworth. Yeah. Wentworth Miller. Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get Maureen's attention and he clocks me clocking him. And then we met eyes and I like slowly turned away and looked back into the window as if I didn't know who he was. It was just so bad.
He's like, I'm not looking at you.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
He's like, this happens to me every day.
Would you do that differently now?
What's that?
Would you do it differently now?
I would, yeah. I'd probably
same
just
circumstance
go,
like, now. Hey, you'd be like, hey, I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you can meet him on equal terms now that he hasn't done much in the last 2 decades.
17 years ago in 2008, John McCain selected Sarah Palin as his presidential running mate.
That was a whole thing.
That was a whole thing.
Do you think that killed his campaign? Or do you think...
Yeah, it hurt. It didn't help.
I think it gave it early life.
Yeah.
Because she was so fascinating.
And different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked him.
I did too.
Yeah.
And then 9 years ago in 2016, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83.